matched with darkened lantern and slow-burned match. Hello, boys. Hello, boys. Ring bells ring. Hello, boys. Hello, boys. God saved the king. The person who sent me this said that 400 plus years later, people are wondering if the holiday is in honor of foiling the attempt or the attempt itself. Guy Fawkes, I always think of those masks that got used, sort of showing the smiling Guy Fawkes. If you happen to be from England, or if you've spent any time in the UK and can give us a sense of Guy Fawkes Day in actuality, I would love to hear your thoughts about that. I don't think I've ever had a chance to ask somebody about Guy Fawkes Day who might be a first-person source. You might be listening in the UK right now. We have a number of folks regularly tuning in. Happy birthday today, Guy Fawkes Day, to Grace of O'Hara Township. Happy birthday, Grace. Love, Mom and Dad. Grace is 12 today. Andrew, Mom Juanita, and the whole family wish you a happy birthday. Caden, happy birthday from Andy and Matt. Hi, Caden. Wow. It says here you're 5. We're so happy to wish you a happy birthday, Caden, from your whole family, Mom and Dad, and your grandpa's there today. Mary Jean also celebrates. Husband Mark wishes you a happy birthday there in Irwin. Rich of Poland, Ohio, celebrates on the 6th. Happy birthday to you, Rich, from your whole family. On the 7th, we have Elise of Dormont, Jim of Banksville, and Marla of Pleasant Hills. On the 8th, here's Henry of Mount Lebanon, Patrick of South Park, from Susan and son Michael. Ara Liana from the Grace family, Asa from your family, Tim of Forest Hills. On November 9th, we have Ron of Cumberland, Katrina of Donegal, Russ of McCandless, Kaylin of the North Hills, Jill of Shaler, Evan in McKeesport. These are all on the 9th. Jared from Grandma Ellen, Jacob in Greensburg, Lee in Washington, Michaela of Bethel Park, and happy anniversary to Bob and Betty in Glassport from their neighbor, Mike. Frankie Chuzano from Mom, Dad, Little Brother, Theo, Grandma, and Pap, Jim in Blackridge. Happy birthday to you from everybody mentioned and your entire family. And Otis! Happy birthday to you, Otis. Otis is in the North Hills. Drew and Tegan and Larkin are together with you. Otis's birthday is November 10th, as is Elizabeth Ann Irvin, daughter of Laura and Alan. Jim of Crafton Heights, born on his parents' anniversary. Also, happy birthday to David and to Tom of New London Township. Finally, on Redundancy Day, 11/11, happy birthday to Karen of Valencia, Laurel of Bellevue, Andy of Forest Hills, Yora from Mom, Dad, and Finn, Mike from Judy and Alex and Zach, Eleanor of Highland Park, and Russ in Kang, North Carolina. He's from Kang. Happy birthday to you, Russ, from Sharon, your whole family, and from us. Russ sent us a picture of the birthday card he received, and it made it quite clear that the uniformed employees we deploy to hand deliver Saturday Light Brigade birthday cards when we know your postal address, do so efficiently and perfectly.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
You can always send us a birthday early Saturday morning, and we'll do our best to make sure we announce it on the day of your choice, too. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I got a little piece of me that I left here in this town. Every time I come back, I always have a little look around. Yeah, that little old chunk, a little old me, I'm wondering where that piece might be. Got a little piece of me I left here in this town. I've been coming here since 1971. I didn't get a lot of sleep back then, but I sure had fun. Oh, half a century come and gone, how much longer can this go on? I'm immortal, maybe for today. Oh, yes, I laugh, and certainly I've cried. And my future's been subsumed by my past. Every time I come back here, might be my last time here. One of these days I'll be gone, all that will be left is the song. My future's been subsumed. Strewn around the globe, but there's not much left. I'm lightening up my love. I leave a dollop here and a particle there, and I'm strip-teased down to my underwear. Hey, I got pieces of me strewn around the globe, and there's a dog that's barking in the room next door, as if to remind me. I'm wondering where that piece might be.
Loudon Wainwright the Third with one we just added to our library called A Little Piece of Me. You might know that Loudon is in Pittsburgh. He'll be at the Cali Strayhorn Theater tonight, November 5th, 2022. That's a good song. I was reading the lyrics as I listened to them really carefully. And if you know his life, there's an awful lot of personal, honest reflections in that song, some quite clear and some sort of veiled references that you can figure out depending on how well you know him or just read about his life. His songs have always been almost exclusively biographical, as sometimes otherwise, but great artist, Loudon Wainwright III.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The November 2022 issue, available now in print and online, includes the voting form for the Northside Chronicle's annual Reader's Choice Awards for Best of Northside Small Businesses. More information and Northside stories are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Now it's time to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to play Guess Who. We're going to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. It could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody from the world of Broadway, sports, literature, history, stage, screen. No matter who it is, it's a name you've likely heard before. Here are today's initials. S. L. S. L. That's S as in Saxenberg and L as in Lamartine. S. L. Those are not clues, just a way to help make sure you heard the initials correctly. S. L. You can guess as many times as you would like. Guess Who is all you can eat, and I'll do my best to keep you posted with respect to how other people are guessing to help you narrow it down. Call us or text us with your guesses right now at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. SL, I just thought of a really good one that is not correct. We'll see if anybody else is kind of like an additional Guess Who. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. This is an artist called Mipso with a song called Let a Little Light In.
All movies end to end. In the wee hours of the night, you finish one, you start again. Oh, but something isn't right. Where's the cereal-filled devil grin and the banister slide? Who could have taught him how to hide? Open the curtain.
Thank you.
to the right. What you got to smile about? Blueberry gourds and greens. I remember bright blends. How and when did sepia seep in? Open the curtains and let a little light in. Let a little light in. Could have taught him how to hide.
So let a little light in.
Just because you think I love you doesn't mean I can't leave you, she said to him. They had words. But my love, I only tease you. You know I live just to please you, he said to her. They had words. Oh, the band played on. On, on, and on. There's something on my mind. You know it happens every time when I see wing flower. I say hello, so nice to know you, and say this room, it's really jumping. She looks at me, they had words. She says hello, so nice to know you, and yes, this room, it's really jumping. She looks at him, they had words. Oh, the band played on. There's something on my mind. You know it happens every time when I see a swing flower.
We'll share Guess Who Guess is coming in just a moment. There are quite a lot. We do not have the correct answer yet. Spike Lee, Summer Lee, and Stan Lee have been guessed. Also, Susan Lucci, Sam, the Goshen Schoolmaster Lever, a pitcher in the first World Series in 1909.
Far away across the ocean, far away, the war is over, far away, they had words. Back at home, it's the usual baby sleeping, rocking gently. Long ago, they had words. Oh, the band played on. On and on and on. There's something on my mind. You know it happens every time when I see a swing flower. Oh, you know, just because you think I love you doesn't mean I can't leave you, she said to him. They had words. But my love, I only tease you. You know I live just to please you, he said to her. They had words. They had words. They had words.
It's harder to pick Guess Who initials than you might think. And I was sort of thinking about these. And as soon as I came up with a certain number of guesses, I said, yeah, these will work, these will be fun. And we have many guesses coming in that are astonishing me. I've had a while to think about who I would guess. One of them is Nick. He just guessed Stan Laurel. What a great guess. It's not Stan Laurel. Bill in Homer City guessed Stanley Livingston. He presumed that was the correct answer. It's not, but that's a great guess. Nick also guessed Sarah Lawrence. And Bill guessed that as well, Sarah Lawrence University. Bill also said, what about Shirley and Laverne? Not that pair, but a clever answer. Kathy in Youngstown said Sherry Lewis. Lamb Chops pal, not Sherry Lewis, but a good guess. Van in Elwood City says, could it be Shelley Long? It's not, but a great guess. Larry believes it's Stan Lee. Neither of those is correct. Nick has Susan Lucci. Mike has Simon Lavelle. Linda, half of the dynamic duo in Collier, has Sophia Loren. Nick also has Sam Levine as a guest. Linda also had Stan Laurel and Shelley Long. Nick has Stuart Little. And that gets us up to date. 412-200-5975. Nick in West Mifflin has Stan Lee and Steve Lawrence. Not either of those. Mike and Mars also has Shelley Long and Susan Lucci. None of those correct yet. 412-200-5975. SL, the initials that we are playing with this morning. Checking on Facebook to see if we have any answers there. It does not look like it. The easiest way is to just give us a text at 412-200-5975. Or call us at that number or 1-888-752-7234. Looks like you might need a hint. Do you need a hint for our SL? I'd be happy to give you one if you want one. Let's see if Nick in West Mifflin has it. He has Simon Legree. That's one I was thinking of. Sonny Liston, good guess, by Larry in Elwood City as well. Not Simon Legree, not Sonny Liston. Charlie has Shaw Lieberman. Sue Lyons. And Savings and Loan. Beth in Emlinton has Steve Lawrence. 412-200-5975. SL. L, the initials. The SL we're looking for is male and is not a fictitious person, although he is associated with fiction. And he won a Nobel Prize for Literature 92 years ago today. That will help you if you do know it. I keep thinking I want to give you the biggest hint in the world, but it can't happen here. I've got to give you little clues. 412-200-5975 if you still have a guess. Not Saint Lucia. I think this person's first name was also a gas station brand, too, way back when. I don't think the gas station exists any longer. And I think it primarily was on the West Coast and had a dinosaur as its logo. I'm really digging into my memory and not checking what I'm saying, however. 412-200-5975-SL. The guess who initials, no correct answer so far. Here are some of the guesses that have come in. Steve Lawrence, Simon Legree, Sonny Liston, Susan Lucci, Stan Lee, Shelley Long, Stan Laurel, Summer Lee, Sarah Lawrence, Sherry Lewis, Shelley Long, Simon Lavelle, Sophia Loren, Sam Levine, Stuart Little. Mike and Mars did some research and came up with the correct answer. That's a good way to do it. Well done. Beth and Emlinton just came up with the correct answer, as did Bruce and Nick in New York City. John from Economy Borough also came up with it. This person was the first United States person to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. An American writer and playwright. He was the first actually from this continent to receive the Nobel Prize in literature, awarded for, quote, his vigorous and graphic art of description and his ability to create with wit and humor new types of characters. His books include Main Street, Bobbitt, Arrowsmith, Elmer Gantry, Dodsworth, and It Can't Happen Here. I'll give you another moment to come up with the correct answer if you care to. 412-200-5975. Aline in Maine came up with it, as did Bruce. Thank you. Did you come up with the correct answer? 412-200-5975. I'm going to look one more time before we tell you who it is. Oh, Aline remembers the gas stations, too. I'm glad. I was concerned I might have led you astray. We were looking for Sinclair Lewis, the writer Sinclair Lewis, who received the Nobel Prize for Literature today in 1930. Author of the books I mentioned a few moments ago. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge, if you came up with Sinclair Lewis, that was a tough one. And thank you for playing along. More fun to come after the bottom of the hour. A quick reminder that if I know you're participating in the world, and right, and you want to be on time for things, so it's time to do this.
Turn back the clock, just turn back the clock, just turn back the clock.
Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. officially tomorrow, early in the morning. Some people think of it as tonight, so you're going to want to be sure that you are not in your independent individual time zone by making sure that you turn your clocks back before you go to bed. It's getting more complicated, in my opinion, at least, because there are the clocks that automatically do it, and then there are the clocks that don't do it. And a few states here and there, Arizona among them, where some of parts of the state observe daylight saving time and standard time, and others do not. Alan, just wrote to us, and here's another Sinclair Lewis. And Sinclair Lewis's full name is Henry Sinclair Lewis, but known throughout the world without the Henry Sinclair Lewis. Another answer coming in from somebody we have not heard from before with your number ending in 45. Thank you for your text.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including KRDP, Indie Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other aggregate services, plus slbradio.org/radio.
Nobody's got the time of day it takes for loving you. Nobody's got as bad as me, just look at me, I'm grinning like a fool.
Furtado Project by request. What a great game of Guess Who. Sinclair Lewis was who we were looking for. Try as I might, we get so many guesses coming in, not just the ones we mention on the air, but lots of other ones too, as we play Guess Who. So if we didn't acknowledge you, we'll try to do that, but rest assured we did get your message and tried our best to mention your guess if you were playing along this morning. We're going to give you a chance to stump me in just a moment, and some puzzles we'll give to you too as we get ready to play Linguistic Linkages here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
If you missed any of our features last week, including six really talented teens, four of them writers sharing original writing, one a filmmaker sharing a film that he made, and the other an artist talking about her sculpture and painting, you can hear those features again at slbradio.org. Check that. You can hear them again at neighborhoodvoices.org. I'm getting ahead of myself because we're in the process. Of getting some major changes to our website, making it much easier to use and much easier to get audio from past programs to find them. And you know, as I think about that, We invented Neighborhood Voices before the prominence of YouTube and SoundCloud, before social media. And I say invented. We wanted to come up with a way that we could easily share on-demand audio. And it stood the test of time, but it's got, gosh, probably about 15 years worth of audio, at least some tracks dating back to then, and we'd like to make it easier to use. And also, we'll be folding it in to slbradio.org, so there'll be a one-stop place to go to. And the work's coming along nicely. We're at the stage where we're proofreading and making suggestions and things like that. It'll make it easier to listen online, too, if you listen through the website. Well, here is how linguistic linkages work. We're going to give you two words, and it's up to you to figure out what word links the two. For example, if we gave you rush and glass, the linking word is hour, rush hour, hourglass. Got it? If we gave you high and bus, the linking word in this case is school, high school, school bus. So I'd like you to see if you can come up with some puzzles that I can try or our other listeners can try. And as you're thinking of some, I'll give you some other ones to try. What word connects fence and office? Fence and office. And how about the word that connects horse and fire? Horse and fire. Any ideas? Share your answers with us, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. You can solve those puzzles or give us one of your own. Again, the word that links horse and fire, and the word that comes after fence and before office, 412-200-5975.
lyrics fell into honey one day. His axe fell into honey one day. His axe fell into honey one day. His axe fell into honey.
That's a group known as Tribekistan. One day his axe fell into honey. Kathy in Youngstown knew that we were looking for fence post and post office. Fence post and post office. Aline in Maine also knew that that's what we were looking for. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars also knew that we were looking for fence post and post office. Nobody seems to have the answer to the word that comes after horse and before fire. After horse and before fire. If you think you know it, let us know. 412-200-5975. Oh, I like this one. What word comes after red and before country? After red and before country. 412-200-5975. Mike just sent me this one. What comes after ham and before waves? I think that's radio, right? Ham radio and radio waves. Oh, here's another one. We have two out already, but I'll give you one more. The word that comes after bed and before sheet. After bed and before sheet. 412-200-5975. The couple guesses that just came in. One is brush from Kathy in Youngstown. And Nick in West Mifflin has barn. Now, there's a better one. Oh, horse barn, barn fire, horse brush, brush fire. I got it. There's a better one that fits in there. I'm not sure I can give you a hint, though. It comes after horse and before fire. And then we're looking for the word that comes after bed and before sheet, and then the word that comes after red and before country. Oh, wow. It's always great when we get, this is not the answer I was thinking of, but Rip in Indiana. Nice to hear from you, Rip. Rip thought that we might be looking for time, bedtime, and timesheet. There's another answer that we had in mind, but that is a great one. Thank you, Rip. It's good to hear from you. Alan in Squirrel Hill had the one that we were thinking of, which is spread, bed, spread, and spreadsheet. Aline also had time, bedtime, and timesheet. Jen and Mark in Portersville with an alternate answer to what comes between red and country. This works. It works beautifully. Red wine and wine country. Aline in Maine has fly, horse, fly, and fly back. That kind of works. I'm concerned that nobody has the answer to what comes after horse and before fire, because that might mean my clues are flawed. If we wanted to, we could replace the word horse with quarter. Quarter, blank, fire. Or horse, blank, fire. Alan, for what word comes between red and country, thought of up, as in red up the house. And up country, as in going up country. That's a great one. Please challenge me with some linguistic linkages of your own, if you care to. Good morning to Melanie. It's nice to have you tuned in. Laura and Ralph. Melanie mentioned that she has It Can't Happen Here, the book by Sinclair Lewis, sitting on her coffee table right now. I just read it recently as well. Charlie got it. Horseback and backfire. That's what we were looking for. So I think the only one we have out right now is red, blank, country. Red, blank, country. I'll give you another one to think about. Oh, I like this one. Sugar and rack. A word that can come between sugar and rack. Oh, and one that can come between finger and brush. Finger and brush. If you're just joining us, the way we're playing is we're looking for a word that naturally comes after the first word we give you and before the second word that we give you. And you can challenge us with a puzzle of your own as well. Good luck. Thanks for being with us at the Saturday Light Brigade.
In the cast iron pot, Richmond to Fort Worth, Devonport to Natchez, Pretty back of Fields to your snowy cotton patches. No matter where you're heading, when the train leaves the station, still take a supper at the Cornbread Nation.
the yellow onion, washing grit off the grains. Sift a little soda, it's the powder in the meal. Pour in the buttermilk to get the right feel. Hot water, cold water, doesn't really matter. Don't work too hard when you're mixing up the batter. A hot corn, cold corn, friends of relation. Sitting at the table at the Cornbread Nation. Now up in Kentucky, where I was born. Up in Kentucky, where the kernels in the corn. They shake up the jar, looking for the bees. Take a little sip, no more than you need. You can scrape it, you can chew it, you can roll it in the dough. You sip it, you can brew it, you can let the liquid flow. Hot corn, cold corn, friends and relations. Sitting at the table at the Cornbread Nation.
Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade with Cornbread Nation. What a busy and fun morning it's been getting time to spend together. We still have a little bit of time to answer some of the puzzles that are out there as we play linguistic linkages. I will share some of those answers with you in just a second. In fact, Aline and Alan both knew that we were looking for finger paint and paintbrush. Finger paint and paintbrush. And I still had something different in mind for the word that follows red and precedes country. To get my answer, you would have to capitalize the R in red and the first letter of the middle word. Maybe that helps you. I think I mentioned Alan also knew that it was finger paint and paintbrush. Aline thought it might be sugar pie and pie rack. I had a different one in mind. And we'll leave that open for just a moment or two. 412-200-5975. Charlie just gave me fly blank and blank slide. Fly land, land, slide, water, fly water, water slide, no, slide. I'm not getting that one, Charlie. 412-200-5975. So I was thinking Red Cross, cross country. Red Cross, cross country, and sugar coat and coat rack. But the alternative answers we had were pretty good. How about what comes after shirt and before feathers? It comes after shirt and before feathers. Oh, Ruth independently just got coat, sugar coat, and coat rack. Ruth is in Greenfield. Thank you for sharing that. She got that before I gave our answer. So the one way of out is the word following shirt and preceding feathers. And then we have the one that Charlie just gave us. He says, I should easily get this fly, blank, and blank, slide. Words before slide. Trombone. Fly, trombone, and trombone, slide. No. 412-200-5975. Do you have any ideas? 412-200-5975. I don't know the answer to that one. And then shirt blank and blank feathers. Shirt blank and blank feathers. Alan just got that one. Shirt tail and tail feathers. So Charlie, we'll need the answer to the one. Oh, fly back and backslide? Maybe. Fly back and backslide if you're flying back somewhere.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Mick also knew that it was and is shirt tail and tail feathers. And yes, back was the correct answer. Thank you, Charlie, and thank you for playing along with linguistic linkages this hour. A lot of excitement still to come. Stick around. We are going to have some college freshmen with us in our next hour. What do they have in common? They both are honorees of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Ralph Munn Writing Awards and Teen Media Awards, that program. They'll join us in our next hour. And then in our 11 o'clock hour today, live music with the May Day Marching Band. You won't want to miss it. It's 14 pieces of fun right here in our studios, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, and I see Brett Haefley has joined us too from our team. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Now, if you've ever been down to New Orleans, you can understand just what I mean. All through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. Now, you don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook, a waiter, or a good musician. So if you just happen to be passing by, stop into the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rockin'. It was rockin'.
the shovel till the break of dawn. Whoa, it was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. Now, me and my buddy, we was on Main Stem. We were fooling around, just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat. So we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease. And a nice little miss said, "Come in, please." Before you could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such trouble in the shovel until the break of dawn.
Take it again.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such trouble in the shovel until the break of dawn.
So me and my buddy, we fell right in. We hollered out, "Let the joy begin." We figured this be a good place to play, because the party was already on the way. All of a sudden, the lights went low. Everybody headed for the big front door. Man, I got so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor. It was rocking. It was rocking. I never seen such trouble in the shovel until the break of dawn. Yeah, yeah, it was rocking. Oh, the women were screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles were flying and the fish was smelling. Oh, way above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law. Somebody reached out and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front and the back, like Lotus in the wagon to potatoes in the sack. It was rocking. It was rocking. Never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. Yeah, it was rocking, rocking, rocking. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. Now I knew we could get away if I had a chance. I was shaking like a man with the Saint Vitus dance. I tried to crawl underneath the tub when a cop yelled out, "Hey, hey, where are you going, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house on fire. Pulled us in that Black Mariah. They had missed a pitiful few, but the cop pulled me and my buddy too. That was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn, dawn, dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. So we headed to jail in a dazed condition, booked every one of us on suspicion. Some gal came down and went my bail, finally got us out of that lousy jail. If anybody wants to get a fist in the eye, just mention to me about a damn fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, don't ever mention no fish to me. It was rockin', 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 rockin'. You need such trouble in the shovel until the break of dawn. It was rockin'. You never seen such trouble in the shovel until the break of dawn.
Eddie Erickson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Get that last drum beat in there. And Saturday Night Fish Fry. Our Youth Express Hour is about to start. Stick around. A lot of good things will be coming your way, including Lindsay Libro in just a few moments.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Region.